President John Dramani Mahama has reminded government appointees that their positions are called to serve and they must work with the taxpayers' interest at heart. He was swearing in 11 ministers of state at the Flagstaff House in Accra. President Mahama stated that the talk is over and it's time for everyone to get to work. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The 11 were given the nod after a grueling vetting process to ascertain whether they deserve their appointment. They are Neo Samuels, who goes to head the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mrs. Dela Sowa, Deputy Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Dr. Victor Asarebampo, and Dr. Kwiku Ajiman-Mensah go to the Health Ministry as Deputy Ministers. The others are Alex Egbefia, Minister for Defence, Mona Kwoti, Deputy Minister for Finance, and Atu Sapong, Deputy Minister for Communication. The rest are James Zugatiga, Upper East Regional Minister, Aquinas Stewia Kwanzaa, Central Regional Minister, and Enchibuesi Akosetra, Eastern Regional Minister. They were accompanied by family and friends to Flagstaff House to take their oath of office, allegiance and secrecy. President Mahama said not only does he have great expectations of them, but they owe the people of Ghana a promise to deliver. He reminded them of the fact that their appointments are time-bound and they need to deliver with a higher sense of urgency, cutting out bureaucracy, which is the bane of public service.
The time for talking is over. Let us roll up our sleeves and get to work. Let me stress that your primary focus is to serve the people who elected me president. I charge you to avoid any divisive, corrupt, and disgraceful tendencies and practices. Serve our people and sacrifice for them. You are responsible for the agencies under your ministry, and you must take an interest in what they do and make sure they exercise prudence in the use of national resources. I will hold you responsible for their acts of omission or commission.
A Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Kwiku Ajiman-Mensah, on behalf of his colleague appointees, assured President Mahama of no disappointment.
I would like to assure you that we will work assiduously to ensure the full realization of your vision as espoused in our party's manifesto. And we'll make sure that the better Ghana becomes a living reality. It's not going to be easy, but with God on our side, we will deliver.
The number one gentleman of the land, President John Mahama, leaves the appointees with a charge to keep, and that is to hit the ground running. To him, the talk is over, and everyone should get to work.
Pascaline Adadevo.